You're listening to Hadness Radio. With Taz McCreary and Miles Ulrich.
Never made it as a wise man.
Shut up, Meg.
What is up, and welcome to a very special edition of Tatnus Radio. I'm going to be straight up with you guys. This show is completely different than what you're expecting, completely different than anything that I normally do. And to be honest with you, man, if you're a longtime fan, then this show is going to bore the shit out of you. It's probably not for you. This show is a bio show about your boy. For all those new fans that have been reaching out that maybe have seen some of the documentary because their friends have it or something and didn't know all this stuff about me, so they have a lot of questions that they've been emailing me and asking me, and I just thought, fuck it, you know, and my girl, of course, you know, let's get her caught up as to who I am outside of the fucking fame and bullshit, and, you know, who I am as a person. So this show is going to be completely fucking different. It's going to be about stages of my life that are so crucial, and the songs that got me through them, so there's going to be no real format here like the original show. This one's going to be kind of like, you know what, you're going to get a couple songs from the same band in a row, maybe down the road, maybe you're going to hear the same band a few times. Who the hell cares? This is not about a playlist. This is not about variety or eclectic tastes. This is actually about me personally and what got me through a bunch of shit. We're just going to do a deep dive on your boy to get those new people caught up. The best thing I ever heard, the best advice I ever heard was, no matter how famous you may get, you always have to assume that you're talking to people that have no idea who you are, because there's always going to be new people, newcomers that don't know you, so you always got to introduce yourself. So this is one of those shows. So let's get into the nitty-gritty dark shit of it all. Let's be real, my life was not fucking easy, and getting to where I've gotten, in spite of it, has been an uphill fucking climb, but I wouldn't have it any other way. As a lot of people know, I grew up in a very, very abusive home, and therefore, you know, as a kid being hit so damn much, full force by a grown-ass man, eventually one day I just stopped feeling pain like normal people. I don't register it like normal people, and then you got yourself a hell of an MMA career in your future, I guess. So it all worked out, but there's some songs that got me through that, and, you know, kind of helped me not get through it at the time, of course, but helped me get through the traumas that comes with all that. So here's some Hell Yeah with a song that really, really helped me get through my traumas and my depression, I guess, from it all.
You pray for quiet inside your head, the screams for silence. I remember those days. The fear that's in your bones, it just won't go away. No, the strangleholds, the insulting names, the wound up shirt around his fist, the nose to nose bare sticking breath, thrown down onto the floor, so bad.
Has so much deep meaning to me, man, because I went through so much fucking abuse as a child, and you know, I left home at 15, lived on the streets until I got, you know, on my feet, and it was a whole fucking thing, dude, that you know, it stuck with me, and it became my template as to what not to be. I ended up having kids of my own, of course, as many of you know, and you know, my first thought was to look at all the negatives about my old man and not be that. You know what I mean? Like, I'll take on the good aspects. I'll take on the fucking work ethic and all of that, but leave the negative behind and try my damnedest to not follow that pattern and, you know, that that example, I guess. And, you know, I just wanted to fucking convince myself to try to believe that I did, in fact, deserve better than that, better than what I got. All the fucking bullshit, and the reason I didn't know my mom was because of him, and it was just the whole thing. All the lies, all the bullshit about that, that I would later find out were all lies. You know, so this is another Hell Yeah song, actually, that really fucking stuck out to me, that got me through a lot of hard times, because it was that reminder of what I do not want to fucking be. But I look so much like my old man at the same time that every fucking time I see myself, I see him, and it's very discouraging at times. It's disheartening every time you fuck up in any way. Whether you're just snippy with people or whatever, you're showing those traits that he had, and it's like, fuck, don't be that dude, you know what I mean? But just remembering all the abuse and the fact that I didn't know my mom because of him, you know, all those things I wanted to leave behind me and try to bury it, but it's just so hard because, you know, the damage is done, man. So here it is. This fucking song really spoke to me and still does to this day.
Name.
2003, October 1st, 2003, more specifically, I had lost my baby cousin, Jen, who was 15 at the time. She was more like a little sister to me. We grew up together. I took care of her with my grandmother when I was a kid. I used to make forts for her out of blankets and pillows and chairs and cushions and the whole thing. And that was our childhood, man. We would create little forts to hang out in, watch TV, and just, you know, have a blast. And, you know, eat our Teddy Grahams together and drink juice boxes and just have a great time. And, you know, like I said, she was a little sister to me. She always viewed me as a big brother. And in October 2003, she passed away. And it was so unexpected. It was so out of nowhere. Nobody saw it coming, and it devastated me, man. But I had to keep a stone face for everybody else, her little sister and her little brother and everybody else. I had to keep that stone face and be everybody's rock, you know what I mean? That was just something I put on myself. That's just how I felt, is I had to be the one that lets them know everything's gonna be all right. And no one was there to tell me that, you know what I mean? So 4 years later, by 2007, I would go through a gnarly fucking alcohol addiction and severe depression, and honestly, I was just trying to die, to be honest with you. I wanted to feel numb, and then when I got that, it was the worst thing in the world, and then I just wanted to fucking die. I just didn't want to be here anymore. So this fucking band, of course, you're going to hear a lot from them on this show. Dear friends of mine too, Sean went through a lot of the same stuff that I did with addiction and what have you, and alcoholism. So, you know, it really got me through, and it's funny, small world, how we would later become, you know, where we're at. But, you know, I was such a fan because he saved my fucking life on countless occasions. We've been through so much of the same shit that I guess we just gravitate towards people like us, right? So, this song got me through basically just trying to articulate to myself, I guess, what I was feeling during my addiction. And it was an unpleasant feeling to come to terms with what you're going through and know that you have to kind of justify to yourself getting better. You have to fucking learn to care enough about yourself and love yourself enough to save yourself. You know what I mean? This song really helped me get through that. There's a couple songs, I'm just gonna play them both in a row on this one just because they're both so much what I was feeling at that time that it's just the only way to articulate it. So I'll just play them both uninterrupted, and you'll kind of notice the pattern here.
It seems like every day is the same, and I'm left to discover on my own. It seems like everything is gray and
by 2009, thankfully, I had gotten through it and I kicked the alcohol addiction's ass. And I got better. I got into a much better place in life. Still went through some shit, of course, as we all do, but I had better coping mechanisms than trying to numb myself. And, you know, I just, there's so much that happened throughout that time frame. And, you know, then I met somebody super fucking important in my life that I would later go on to develop a life with, get engaged to. And we decided to start a family. She encouraged my MMA career pursuit. She encouraged everything. She believed in me. She really supported me. God love her. And, you know, I honestly thought we were going to be married and have this beautiful family. And, well, we had a beautiful family, all right. But what we did not see coming was when our child was born, something was very, very wrong. And he basically was born sleeping. He wouldn't wake up, and we had no idea what was happening. The hospital had no idea what was going on. And later he would be diagnosed with a very rare condition called NKH, and we would be informed that it was in fact terminal and that there is no cure. There's no saving his life. They gave him 2 weeks to live. He fought hard, he stayed with us, and he carried on his battle for a long time and endured it. And, you know, it was really hard for me because here I was experiencing this fame and this, you know, success and notoriety was starting to build, and I was finally getting recognition for something. And while my business life is going great and I'm getting all this success and known all over the world, in my personal life, I'm losing the most important things to me, because while I'm not able to save my child's life, I'm also not able to stop his mother's heartbreak, my fiance's heartbreak. And we were drifting apart. She was falling apart. She was shutting down, and she flat out told me, if I lose him, if he passes, I can never love anything ever again. So she basically just left me, and we just kind of supported each other as best friends and everything. But it was very hard, man, because how do you argue with that? What do you say to that besides, I understand, even though you're devastated, you're so broken, you're so heartbroken, you're crushed, your world just fell apart. Your entire future that you're working towards, it just came to an end out of nowhere. So what a lot of people don't know is that, you know, there was a point in my life, man, where I did get to that point where I considered just fucking, you know, if Madden goes, I'm gonna go and just take my own fucking life. And that was a weak point for me, man. And not to say that anyone's weak for feeling that way, it's just, you know, for me it was a moment of weakness, and this is news to pretty much everybody, but I did attempt to try to end my shit, so to speak. So this song obviously is relevant and got me through, and here it is, man. We'll be right back.
On Sunday, November 18th, 2018, Madden's battle with NKH would come to its tragic end. McCleary would not be notified at the funeral location. The day his son passed, he found out from a fan when they reached out to offer their condolences. It was hard watching him when Madden first passed. Just the grieving. He just became someone so different. It was so hard watching him grieve the loss. I mean, there was times I thought he wouldn't pull through. It was hard. I know he wanted to be with him. And just accepting, you know, he's in a better place. And he went on his terms. It was hard.
I want to thank all my fans for the outpour of support, condolences, your thoughts and your prayers. Without you, I wouldn't be anything. Please just give me time to heal. There's a hole in my heart that just won't go away, and I'm trying to figure it out. I thank you for your concern and your kind words and for understanding. And Matt, I love you so much. I miss you so fucking much. And I don't know how, but I'm gonna figure it out and I'll see you again. I love you so much, buddy. Goodbye.
That was obviously a clip from the documentary they made about my life. It was one of the harder things to have to ever fucking do. But I stand by what I said, man. Thank you guys so much, all my fans who reached out. The ones that came up to me in the gym, knowing I don't know who the hell they are, but they knew who I was and wanted to offer their condolences very respectfully. The UK fan who reached out to let me know by offering their condolences, thank you. I needed to know. No matter how I found out, you know, I confirmed minutes later with Madden's mom, and it was true. But she was trying to process the information at the time herself, and you know, I was away in another province doing my thing and sending her gifts from a distance and doing everything I can to help. You know, it was just the hardest fucking time of my life, man. So thank you guys so much for being there for me, for supporting me. And to this day, man, I still get emails at tatnessradio@gmail.com or tatnessradioofficial@gmail.com from you guys that still, you know, for those of you that it's new information to you, you reach out and offer your condolences, even though that happened a few years ago now. I just fucking appreciate you guys so much. This song fucking really hit me where I live. Holly, I love you, aka Skylar Gray. Thank you for this fucking song. It was almost going to be used for the documentary, but the clearance and then the filming, just the scheduling didn't happen on time, but thank you no less. This song gets me through so much fucking grief when it comes to this matter. So This fucking song nails everything I wanted to say to my baby boy before he passed, and certainly after he passed. So sorry this is such a bring down, y'all, but this is my life, you know.
Can't hear me anymore. It's so loud.
So, after Madden's passing, especially the whole fame thing and the career, the success and all that shit, it took a turn for me. I think you could tell by my older shows at that time, I started to become jaded and kind of resentful, I think, of my own success and of the fame, and not so much the fans. Like, don't get me wrong, I was not resentful of y'all. I was resentful, I think, that I found out the way I did at the time about my son's passing. I was resentful about how much of, you know, the whole career took up my time, and how interactions with fans and everything took up so much of my time that I couldn't really be there for my child as much as I wanted. You know, but it was a double-edged sword. If you want to help take care of those matters, you have to fucking do your job, right? And it created a platform for me to raise awareness for NKH and things like that, and help families and help children. So all in all, man, I finally got perspective back. But I think most of all, at the time, I was getting really resentful because every fucking time I turned around, somebody who never fucking had anything to do with me for years, or wouldn't give me the time of day for years, would all of a sudden want to talk to me every day and would message me when they needed something, when they wanted something. You would have people that wouldn't buy a $20 shirt to support my business, but or buy a fucking $20 DVD when I'm in a movie, but they would fucking put their hand out and ask me for their $800 rent. You know what I'm saying? And shit like that. So I started to get really resentful about that, and you know, it probably shows through in some of my older shows, and I'm very sorry that I ever felt that way. It was something I didn't really know how to handle at the time, and I didn't know where to direct that energy, I guess. So, you know, I just lost a fucking child at the time. There's no handbook on grieving, so I really took it out on my career, I think. It, just resentment and bitterness, and I should have been happy about the fucking success and the fame and grateful for it, but it was just hard at the time to feel that way. So this song honestly fucking nails exactly how things are when it comes to fame and success. People think that you just overnight made it, and it's not the case. People think it's easy because you fucking appear to be this overnight success, which again, you're not. And then you got all the people telling you you've changed so much because you're successful. It's like, no, I didn't fucking change. My success changed the people around me, and that's unfortunate. So this song really hits the nail on the head. Once again, Skylar, my boy Marsh, and you know, fucking, they just really fucking articulate what I was dealing with and what my struggle was.
Now you see me standing in the lights, but you never saw my sacrifice, or all the nights I had to struggle to survive. Had to lose it all to win the fight, I had to fall so many times. Oh, now I'm the last one standing.
You want with me on the cold block nights, now you front row for the spotlight. Now the diamonds in the Audemars bright, jets overseas for a fly flight. Young nigga on bullshit and I ball on them Bill Cartwright.
Knew I could shine through the darkness,
I guess I always been a star type. That lying in me made my heart fight, could have been a victim of a op pipe. Took a million risks just to get to this, cause we ain't the ones that the cops like. Been so many times God tested me, they only see the answers I got right. They commenting all on the blogs trying to tell me how to live my life,
and I waited so patiently. If you could take off, don't wait for me. No days off, grind faithfully, I keep thanking God for saving me. Frontline showcasing our bravery, I know that top spot, it was made for me. It all paid off, so we felt the struggle so painfully.
Now you see me standing in the lights, but you never saw my sacrifice, or all the nights I had to struggle to survive. Had to lose it all to win the fight, I had to fall so many times.
Yeah, you know the code, we gotta live by it. Never mind all the ice cubes on his wrist wearing the big body. Live by the gun, get bodied during hella time in that cell. It was hella times where I failed when I had to double back from them L's. Bet he don't double back when he tell, cause it ain't no coming back when you tell. Why would you leave me here by myself? A nigga be lonely. Hey, I blew the whole bag on they flights, ain't leaving the homies. If he really gained, then get him a chain, no Cubans or Conies. White zombie in the stogie. Stood firm, never folded. Furthest thing from a rotor. You put the jacket on and you bogus. Yeah, big dog and they know it. I had to spin off to stay focused. Long jab on the motion. We on the bandit ship when it's hopeless. I'd have been focused on it, they know
it. Like I made it overnight. I make it look easy. But you don't see the dark side. And all of the monsters I defied. And all of the nightmares made me stronger than life.
Y'all say what? I've changed. What? Really don't. How so? I got all this bread. Yeah. I'm still sourdough. I don't know. Square peg, round hole. Like a block of cheese in a paper towel roll. Rocky Balboa, never been no towel thrower. Even when I got kicked to the curb, life knocked my dick in the dirt. I got back up, flipped at the bird till I earned the attention. I yearn not to mention, I learned how to turn resentment and hurt to an unquenchable thirst. In the simplest terms, it's revenge of the nerd in every sense of the word. But all you see is the fame and the millions. You don't see the strength and resilience. How I rack my brain, but it feels as if I'm trying to explain it to children. So a lot of this pain isn't healing. You're escaping it. This anger is spilling. Almost like recreating the feeling of 9/11 when the second plane hit the building. So let them paint me the villain. Some of this just may be a symptom of having way too much income. But when you struggle every day just to get some, now all of this hate is a syndrome. When they can't relate, that stems from money looking like it grows on trees. Yeah, they're green, but those aren't leaves. Suffice to say, with every sacrifice I made, it's like I gave up my life to fame. All the nights that I lied awake, nights I stayed up to write and pray. Had to claw, scratch, and fight my way. Just follow me and I'll light the way. Look to the hook if your sky look gray. Island rappers, how can we be on the same level now when I gotta look down to see these clowns that are on the ground? Bitch, I got clouds beneath me. Ever since I put out the EP to the height of 2003, me, you ain't see the struggle to make it out the D because I made it somehow look easy.
Now you see me standing. But you never saw my sacrifice, or all the nights I had to struggle to survive. Had to lose it all to win the fight. I had to fall so many times. Oh, now I'm the last one standing. Oh, now I'm the last one standing.
Feels like a close, it's coming to. Fuck am I gonna do? It's too late to start over. This is the only thing I know.
Sometimes I feel like all I ever do is find different ways to word the same old song. Ever since I came along from the day the song called How My Name Is dropped, started thinking my name was Fall. Cause anytime things went wrong, I was the one who they would blame it on. The media made me the equivalent of a modern day Genghis Khan. Try to argue it was only entertainment, dawg. Gangster? Nah, courageous balls. Had to change my style. They said I'm way too soft, and I sound like AZ and Nas. Out came the claws, and the fame's been out since then. But up until the instant that I went against it, it was ingrained in me that I wouldn't amount to a shit stain, I thought. No wonder I had to unlearn everything my brain was taught. Do I really belong in this game, I pondered. I just wanna play my part. Should I make waves or not? So back and forth in my brain, the tug of war wages on. And I don't wanna seem ungrateful or disrespect the art form I was raised upon. But sometimes you gotta take a loss and have people rub it in your face before you get made pissed off. And keep plugging, it's your only outlet and your only outfit. So you know they're gonna talk about it. Better find a way to counter it quick and make it, ah! I feel like I've already said this a kabillion 80 times. How many times can I say the same thing, different ways that rhyme? What I really wanna say is, if there's anyone else that can relate to my story, bet you feel the same way I felt when I was in the same place you are when I was afraid to.
Afraid to make a single sound. Afraid I will never find a way out. Afraid I never be found.
Am I gonna do? It's too late to start over.
this is the only thing I know.
It was like I was there once, single parents, hate your appearance. Did you struggle to find your place in this world? And the pain spawns all the anger on. But it wasn't until I put the pain in song, learn who to aim it on, that I made a spark. Started to spit part of shit, learn how to harness it while the reins were off. And there was a lot of bizarre shit, but the crazy part was soon as I stopped saying I gave up, all haters started to appreciate my art. And it just breaks my heart to look at all the pain I caused.
But what am I gonna do when the rage is gone and the lights go out in that trailer park?
And the window is closing and there's nowhere else that I can go. It flows and I'm frozen, cause there's no more emotion for me to pull from. Just a bunch of playful songs that I make for fun. So to the break of dawn, here I go recycling the same old song. But I'd rather make Not Afraid 2 than make another motherfucking We Made You. Now I don't wanna seem indulgent when I discuss my lows and my highs, my demise and my uprise. Pray to God I just open enough eyes later on. I gave you the supplies and the tools to hopefully use that'll make you strong enough to lift yourself up when you feel like I felt. Cause I can't explain to y'all how dang exhausted my legs felt just having to balance my dang self when on eggshells I was made to walk. But thank you, Mark, cause that gave me the strength to call Shady Mania. So when they empty that stadium, at least I made it out of that house and found a place in this world when the day was done. So this is for every kid who all they ever did was dreamt of one day just getting accepted. I represent him or her, anyone similar. You are the reason that I made this song. And everything you're scared to say, don't be afraid to say no more. From this day forward, just let the mayhos talk. Take it with a grain of salt and eat the fucking faces off. The legend of the angry blonde lives on through you when I'm gone. And the thing I was
afraid to make a single sound.
And I was really in a reflective mood and just in a mindset of reflecting on myself and kind of trying to make peace with myself, having a come to Jesus meeting with yourself, so to speak. And then I saw this song that my boy did that I was like, holy fuck, dude, this is exactly what I needed to hear, because it was kind of my thought process. It was exactly where I was at the time, where I was learning to accept the imperfections of life, and that, you know, I've had a hell of a life. I've got my scars, I've got my demons, I've got all my, you know, traumas and triggers and all the bullshit, but at the end of the day, I still keep soldiering on trying to do as much good as I can. So you have to fucking learn at some point to see some good in yourself and just at least enough to accept who you are and say, fuck it. I am who I am, and I have to come to terms with it, make peace with it, and whatever the fuck it is that I am, so be it. You know what I mean? And this fucking song really put that into perspective for me, and it made me feel like, you know, it doesn't have to be perfect. Nothing has to be perfect, because nothing ever fucking will be perfect. Just learn to be okay with who you are, even the dark parts of it, even the sad parts of it, even the hard stuff, the things, the mistakes, the fucking rough traumas that you are put through, the fucking terrible dark things you are put through. Fuck it. It all makes you who you are. So this song really fucking got me through that stage of learning to accept me for who I am.
Pretty soon you have to deal with the truth behind the way you feel, and I'd rather pretty soon you'll have to face. You're a virus called the human race, and I'd rather never know. I have done everything, everything not to feel what it is I'm feeling. This basement devil is kicking the ass of my angel on the ceiling. But it is what it is. You don't know. It may seem impossible, but I will embrace who I really am. If it's the son of a bitch or a terrified kid, then that's what it is.
Don't push me, don't kill me. What it is, cause it is what it is.
Y'all, I could go on and on, so I'm going to just leave it at this. Thank you guys so much for kind of coming on this little journal-esque fucking journey with me, this self-reflection thing, and getting to know me more. All you newer fans that have been dying to know so much about me because you were kind of intrigued by what you heard about my story. I know this is all just kind of putting a bunch of events into an hour format. It's not really thorough as much as it could be, but it would take a long fucking time to get through every detail of all this shit, to play every song that really fucking means something to me. So I'm gonna cap it off with this last song that I'm gonna put this out there for everyone who was along that journey with me as I grew, as I made mistakes, as I fucked up, as I tried to figure out life, figure out myself, figure out who I am, figure out this fucking crazy fame shit, and everything in between. Anyone that's had some rough experiences as I went through mine, if you were along for that ride and kind of collateral damage, this song is definitely for you guys. And then after that, one final song for my son that I listened to when he was diagnosed, and it fucking broke me. So, you know, I don't want to end it on a fucking sad note, but you know, maybe optimism, we'll call it that. But this first of last two songs is for everybody who's kind of rode through the storm with me. I appreciate y'all. And my bad. Thank you guys so much, man.
One day, the shadow. I'll accept what I have done. Sometime I'll leave the past behind me. For now, I accept who I've become. Surround me.
Songs unsung,
right.
I never learn from my mistakes. I guess I don't have what it takes,
right.
I wish that I was strong, that I could walk away. Time I've lost, I feel the cost repaid. So save today the secrets that you prayed for, and wait, 'cause we deserve it so much more. So save the secrets that you prayed for. It keeps me safe and leaves me numb,
right.
'Cause in this dream I'm wide awake, the one I love I did forsake.